Blog Talk Radio.
It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about. If you understand epigenetics, you don't need the pharmaceutical industry. That's not in the interest of the, you know, one of the biggest industries on this planet to say you can heal yourself without drugs. And I go, absolutely. Look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. At least one third, minimum of one third of all medical intervention is it's the placebo effect where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called the nocebo effect. Can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out because, as psychologists would tell us, 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience. It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about and gave it the name epigenetics. That's the new science.
Okay, which is the belief that through your behavior you can kind of alter your genetics, pass those on, express it differently. I'm probably using the wrong words.
Well, pretty close right now.
Now people talk about it as a reality, although it's still not totally understood or totally believed.
It can be replicated. It is now. It is a science. It's a hard science, and it's the leading edge. Now, I'll tell you where the problem comes from. Not so much the scientists, but the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason why this becomes important is because the pharmaceutical industry runs the show in medicine. And if you could put this kind of healing that I'm talking about into a capsule or tablet, they'd be talking about it right now. But this is a consciousness healing, and you can't sell it. And so what's the result? They're not interested in it. And they, through their money, which is massive, actually determine the curriculum in a medical school. And one of the things they're trying to get rid of are people who respond to the placebo effect, because the placebo effect throws the data right off the chart. A simple fact is this, and people might be upset, but the drugs like Prozac in laboratory tests are no better than a sugar pill. And that's just how many billions of dollars a day on this planet are spent buying Prozac.
Yes.
Or statin drugs. Statin drugs help less than 3% of the people that take them. And in fact, they cause side effects that are dangerous in about 23%. So you help 3% with a drug, 23% are getting toxic from the drug. And the idea is these are drugs that, how long do you take statins? How long do you plan to live?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's a, you know, they're drug
they're
dealers. Look, it's advertised every 10 minutes on television. There's a new drug or a drug. And it's put into their heads like, your life's not working right. This drug, look at the happy people. See, they've taken the drug and how happy they are. And people buy that story. And pharmaceutical drugs kill about 300,000 people a year. And everybody's, oh, that's just the cost of doing medicine. And yet they have a war on drugs, which kill less than 30,000 people a year. And all of a sudden you got a war because 30,000 people died. 300,000 people die. That's business as usual.
How do we break this cycle? How do you fight these huge companies?
Basically, stop buying the product. And you say, but how can I stop buying the product? And the answer is, well, empower yourself because you're the one that controls all this. Any drug that affects you, you got to understand this. If I take a drug and it affects me, the reason why it affects me is because I have a natural equivalent of that drug in my own biology. You don't take a drug and it affects you and you have a receptor for that drug, like you are having this protein receptor for a drug you may never take. That would be silly. So if you have a receptor for a drug, then by definition, that receptor was already there because there was a natural drug. So in smoking pot, everyone, oh, no, there's a drug called tetrahydrocannabinol. And guess what? You have receptors for it because you make your own. So the idea is this. Well, if you want to have the effect of the drug, do you have to take an outside drug? I say, no, you have to change your consciousness because you already manufacture every equivalent of a drug right now. And the idea is, if you're not manufacturing it, then that means your consciousness is not supporting you in your health. And it's really an adjustment of consciousness, not an adjustment of your biology. Percent of our life is coming from the programs of life, how to live life that we get in the first 7 years of life. That's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich. The movie The Matrix is not science fiction. It's a documentary. Every human, and this is a fact, every human first 7 years is download, a hypnosis. The brain of a child under seven is in a lower vibrational frequency. When you put wires on a person's head, you read electroencephalograph, reading brain activity. A child below seven has a lower vibration than consciousness. It's called theta. Theta is imagination. Oh, that's how kids play a tea party with mud pies. But to them, it's a real thing. A kid rides a broom. It's a horse. That's theta, imagination. Theta is also hypnosis. And the idea is this. Before you can become conscious, if you don't have any programs, what are you going to be conscious of? So nature makes the first 7 years. What kind of programs are required to live on this planet? I say, how do you get them? Theta is hypnosis. You just watch. You watch your parents. You watch your siblings and your community because you have to learn how many 100,000 rules. Think about it. Just to be a functional member of a family and a functional member of a community, there are rules. Teach an infant these rules. It's like, oh, you don't have to. First 7 years, they observe it and just download it. Look, this is not new. I mean, there's the famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Sure. And basically said, you come from a poor family and you could struggle your whole life and try to get rich, but you're not going to make it. And if you come from a rich family, you could be stupid your whole life and make it. Not because it was thinking, but it was unconscious behavior that was downloaded from rich families into kids, which is unconscious. So they're making the right moves unconsciously. If they engage their conscious mind, then they look stupid, but it's unconscious. And that's the same thing with poor people. Poor people have beliefs from the family. Oh, you can't make it. Life's a struggle. Things are hard. Who do you think you are? And if that's the program you get, then 95% of the day, you will sabotage yourself. And that's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich, because of the programming. 95% of our life, this is a fact, comes from those programs in the subconscious. Every day, only about 5% of the life are you using conscious, which is creative. 5%.
So your life is being lived, even though you think you're living your life.
Exactly, and you don't see it because it's called subconscious, below conscious. And the Jesuits, for 400 years, they were boasting. People didn't understand. They say, give me a child until it's seven and I will show you the man. They've been saying that for 400 years because they knew 7 years was the program period. And 95% of your life after that will be whatever that program is. So you don't have to try and think about what happened. I just say, look at your life. The things you like that come into your life come in because you have a program that supports them. But anything you struggle with, work hard at, put a lot of effort into making it happen while you're working so hard, inevitably, you have a program that doesn't support that conclusion and you're trying to override the program. So you don't need to do a lot of strength and psychology stuff. You just look at your life and say, where am I struggling? Because wherever you're struggling, inevitably it's a program in your subconscious that does not support that destination you've been looking for. The conscious mind is creative and can learn in any number of ways. Read a self-help book, go to a lecture, listen to this program, and conscious mind's going to get some awareness. And I go, yeah, but subconscious mind doesn't learn that way. I go, right, it doesn't. Subconscious mind learns in two fundamental ways naturally. Hypnosis, which is the first 7 years. And after age seven, how do you put new programs in? Repetition. Practice. You want to drive a car, you didn't learn how by just getting in the seat and put the key in. You had to practice driving the car. You want to learn the alphabet. How many times did you go from A to Z? Try to go to A to Z before you can complete it. And once you completed it, you didn't have to go back and do it again. So two phases. You want to train the subconscious mind? Hypnosis? Repetition. I like the last one because there's a new phrase that's bandied about called fake it till you make it. Meaning, if you're not a happy person, I say, you want to be a happy person? Then repeat all the time. I'm happy. I'm happy. I say, well, you don't look happy or anything. I say, no, who am I talking to? By repetition, I'm talking to subconscious. If subconscious gets, I am happy, and 95% of your life comes from that subconscious, there will be a point once the subconscious got, I am happy, you don't have to say it again.
Okay.
It'll be automatic.
And that's why we see people do affirmations and gratitude journals and stuff, because if you do that daily...
It's repetitive. That's the secret part. Putting a sticky note on the refrigerator is more like a suggestion, but it's not a repetition. So it doesn't work very well. But you have to do... Repetition is a habit. It's making habit. So you got to do something religiously in the sense of repeating it to make it work.
God, what's going on?
Hey, peace, God.
Everything all right?
Yeah, what about yourself?
Everything's good, man. I can't complain. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, making through another week of this chaos. So, I feel like every week is getting more interesting.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, how's everything going with you?
Yeah, everything. You know,
how's business?
It's on a whole nother level.
Wow,
everybody's
that's good.
Trying to get right. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yeah, man. We've been helping a lot of people.
Okay.
A lot of good work. You know.
Put your information out there.
Huh?
Put your information out there.
Oh, man. Now, they didn't, you know, everybody got to be closed out.
But you're in essential business, though. You're in essential business.
Yeah, they want places that, you know, more like technical and stuff like that. Tech support, if you don't get.
Right.
We're still going to do mail orders. You know, not
okay.
Let nobody come through.
Okay. Yeah, but I would figure, you know, you're in the sense of business. You provide spiritual one-on-one advice.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, they don't want the people, you know, that many people in there like that.
Yeah, you can only have a few people in there at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so.
I hear
you. You know, man, it's a lot of games played. You know, we're just going to just stick with the, online and phone calls. And just do mail-in orders. Because it just started to become like such a hassle.
Right, I know, I got you. Now,
it's more, you know, they really they want to see how they can control everything. And they're doing a good job, you know, not to mention that this year, like I said at the beginning of the year when we started for 2020, I told you it's a year of organization, structure, discipline, because it's a 4-year. This is why everybody fell in line so quickly and so fast and so easily. Because of the 22 in 2020 for a year. You see, you're gonna get that. You know, and it went like clockwork. You know, this closed down, kids out of school. It happened so fast. It was done so well, and it was so effective and so easy because of the 4 year. You see.
So that means they knew what they were doing, when to do it.
See, that, like, if they had to did this last year, it wouldn't have worked the same.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It wouldn't have worked so effectively and so easy.
So that means they knew what time it is. They studied signs.
That's right. And it would have been last year, it would have been you know, people that was a social year last year. So people wouldn't have been able to do it. They would have did it, but it wouldn't have been like that. Next year, it'll be chaotic when it been a 5 year.
Mm.
Which, you know, this is actually the end of the world. You see? And I know people know better that I'm saying the world gonna end, but it's the world over with. The way we knew it.
Right. It's the end of an age.
That's right.
It's the end of an age of how people operated. Now, this is, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Well, I know. It's not that I believe. There's going to be a clear distinction between the higher consciousness and the lower consciousness.
That's right.
You're going to be able to see it. There's not going to be, and you're going to have to basically pick a side.
That's right. This is what the Bible talking about when it say that one is picked, the other is left.
There you go. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how this, you know, it just happened, you know, twinkling of an eye.
Uh-huh. Nobody expected that.
Yeah. You know, and see, you know, one of the brothers gave me real good information the other day, and you know, it even showed itself when Nostradamus talking about in 2020. You see, that this was going to happen. And China was going to be involved in, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so now we're seeing it unfold right now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a lot of good that's going to come out of this.
Oh, yeah, a lot. If you on the right, that's why your mind got to be up in the higher consciousness spiritual. Well, you cannot be on this lower level thinking, or it's gonna you're gonna get caught up.
Yeah.
So, think about it. Let's look at it from a monetary position. Everything right now is on sale. Rents, houses, and longer
things
keep going, the cheaper things are gonna get. We're gonna see gas prices go back to 90s prices.
That's what it's like.
Always, it's already close to there now. Yeah, you see? So, it's a reset. It's a reset. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, in order to fix anything, everything gotta be thrown in the pile, then you pick out what's good and throw away what's bad. That's what's happening right now.
That's right.
The world could not keep going in the way it was going. Because basically, what's happening is we're destroying each other, destroying ourselves. And the government knew that they couldn't keep it going. The economy was about to bust, and so here come the coronavirus, so let's blame it on that.
Right.
Because when you look at the numbers, to close the whole world down for the numbers that we're seeing after with only, we got, what, over 7 billion people on the planet with a total of 30,000 deaths from this disease. That's a relatively low number.
It don't factor in, do it.
Right, the numbers don't factor correct. Right, you know, when you look at the percentage of deaths, the percentage of infections compared to the flu is more telling than this. And we got people walking around here with masks and gloves and, you know, it's like watching a movie.
That's them showing discipline and all of that. Because they look, to me, you look silly doing shit to me. And I don't care.
Because a mask is not going to stop it.
It's not going to
stop it. The actual virus is smaller than any mask that they're wearing. Unless you got that mask that creates a suction. Mask is really going to be effective.
And then when you get that suction, you're ruining the life force of breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a bigger problem because you can't breathe.
Right. So
that's why we said that this stuff came out before people was even talking about it strong.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show and we said specifically, make sure your immune system is strong. Nothing can mess with you with a strong immune system. We also told people to take spiritual baths. That way you can breathe in the hot vapor. Your aura is impenetrable.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the virus can't take heat. So you're breathing in.
It's really weak because it can't even take a 80-degree weather. That's 80-degree temperatures. That's a weak virus.
Exactly. So we was like, you take your baths. The kids take the baths. They're going to breathe in the hot vapors. Them herbs going to have antiviral properties. You see? And we also encourage drinking herbal teas, which keep that heat in the body. Our listeners, if they just doing more than listening, already was prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, we also talked about it, the 5G network.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's I'm not really sure. But it's a lot of reasons to believe that it could be nanotech too. You see, because the stuff that the brother had me looking at yesterday, I was like, this looked like nanotech too.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And see, nanotech, you can turn it on, you can turn it off. Because it don't make sense for them to have a virus that they can't control.
Right.
You see? And I thought about it as I was looking at it, I was looking at how it's worse in areas with 5G. People actually died.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, the people that's not exposed to the 5G say, I just got, they say I got it. But I don't feel bad. But they say I got it. But yet, with that 5G energy, you can turn it on. Then, because if you think about it, if you make a virus, right, Now I'm a biologist. I know if you make a virus, it's hard to control the airborne virus.
Mm-hmm.
It would be foolish to create an airborne virus that's going to affect everybody.
Right.
Now, to say that this is just as idiotic to me, because it's still dangerous to everybody. However, if you can turn it on and turn it off with the 5G network, then you got a switch that the people that's dealing with it can turn it on and turn it off. So they might have some kind of device that they can wear around them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They can disrupt the frequency.
Right.
You see. Now, a long time ago, there was a book written called The Muffin Paper. You see. It was real popular back in the day. You see.
What was the name of it?
The Muffin Paper.
The Muffin Paper?
However, yeah, in the book, they was telling you to a lot of people, it got real popular. People was making these muffins. They was, real popular. However, the Muffin Paper, this is what people learned. I know you see this because everybody got it now, you know. The Organite. Organite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Organite generator and Organite, right? It's a thing everybody's real popular now because we sell a lot of we've been selling a lot of them for years. The Argon Organite generators.
Yeah.
Now, these Organite, they was telling people back in the book is to make the muffins and throw them where them towers were at. You know where the towers are located at? And there's as well a lot of the... Huh?
You see the towers, the cell towers?
Yeah. And they disrupt the frequency ranges of the... It'll disrupt the frequency ranges of the towers. You know, that's
right.
How, what they were saying in the book. So people was like putting them in front of their computers, their TV, stuff like that. You know, so that's old school. But now that literally we know the information will be relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
You also can use shungite.
Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Exactly. And see, that disrupts that frequency range.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So, you know, because it's a lot of evidence. So they said on the gun, somebody told me this. I don't watch the news. But somebody told me that. They told everybody to go in at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
On, during the week. They told everybody to go in. Because they're going to spray something that's going to help control the virus.
Right. I don't trust that.
Yeah. And so, you know,
you got to breathe that in. Well, the virus is in people. It ain't like it's too much in the air. It's in people.
That's right. But now starting to look like, and it just, because I've been looking at some stuff and it just starting to look more like nanotech. You see, well, in the chemtrails, you can dissipate the nanotechnology in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Okay, people are exposed to it. Now,
right.
They use the because people are saying they putting 5G in the United States now. They secretly doing it. You see what I'm saying? So now you got these 5G networks is put around, and you can send that frequency range, and it can affect people at will. You see what I'm saying? Then
right.
some people look, you know, saying that when you're going to get them tests, they could be putting it on you then.
Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly.
And then they saying that this so-called vaccine that posted a miraculous appeal, you know, that the Gates Foundation been working on, which gonna put him back. This man, can you imagine a vaccine for this shit? Where everybody has to be shot up with it.
They're putting something in.
Everybody has to have the shot, so to speak, because everybody's scared that they're going to die from it. You ain't going to have people fighting it.
No. And
within that shot could be the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
The mark of the wild beast.
Yes. And see, so the mark of the wild beast, you like the mark of the beast, you like it was written, could be put in the air. It could be. Mm. And see, like right now, man, the way it goes, everybody's spirit knows something happened. Even the most people that they don't got that people don't think a lot about, they even like. Something ain't right about this. Everybody's saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, your spirit knows the truth.
Yeah, I mean, even people that don't even listen to this type talk, still they say something ain't right. I don't know what it is, you know, it ain't right. Now, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all over with, we don't know how they're gonna do. It's the people that really know what the people is doing. It ain't going to be the obvious thing. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, we all know hindsight, the 2020. I love that. You see? We all know that. So you got to be prepared. And this is something that has never happened before, and you got to be prepared. It's going to get real ugly as time goes, you see. So if it is a physical virus, it's going to be bad when it gets cold again. You see what I'm saying? If it's nanotech, that's going to be something. At the end of the day, the most important thing that you got to have together is your immune system. Your immune system can deal with anything. You see, your aura, your energy got to be in line. If you're in tune with your energy, you can up your frequency range. You can adjust your frequency range. You see, now everybody got they making everybody slow down. They can give you time to connect to your God, perfect your energy, perfect your breathing. You see, perfect your diet. Protect your mind state. You see what I'm saying? Because it's been proven scientifically. You got yogi masters that can hold their breath up under water.
Mm-hmm.
For hours. It's been proven. they got people that can control their breathing so well that they look like they dead, a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And they can suspend eating and go a year without eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that people that be off to themselves can do. You see? So it's a lot of things that people can do to develop themselves, and this is the time to do it. You see,
right.
Making sure taking you them baths and mixing herbs and oils, breathing in them hot vapors, drinking the warm teas. You see. Cooking with them hot spices, you know. Keeping that body temperature at a good heat, you see. And you know everything will be good because see your body is full of crystals anyway. It's a crystal, you know. You see that first when your blood, when your blood starts clotting, you start seeing the crystals. We all done seen a little crystal on our hand.
Mm-hmm.
When you first get injury and the blood coagulating, you see.
Yeah.
You see that crystal on top. You know, we full of, there's so much stuff that we have in us to go on within us. That we need to remember and not having so much fear. You see. Because this panic will do nothing to make it worse. And like you said, 30,000, man, shit. If you making $1 million a year, you know you're going to lose about 100,000 for mistakes and things. You ain't cry about that. Because you know that's a part of it. And you talking about billions of people on this earth and only, man, come on. You know what I'm saying? That means people die all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you understand math, I mean, mathematics.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah, it's expected for that many people to die an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Is that many babies born an hour?
Mm-hmm.
You know, throughout the planet. You know, beings is such a hard of one being is such a large number. A lot of people can't really even quantify that in their brain. One being.
Right.
You know,
got over 7 billion people.
Yeah,
on the planet.
A brother was at the shop building with me a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, man, he said, a being that could write the 400 million people in America, everybody a $2 million check, and still walk away with hundreds of millions.
Mm-hmm.
You see, could literally write a 400, a $800 million check. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they talking about a stimulus check. They could write everybody that kind of money to themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're making it up out of the sky. They just
printing
it. Here's the money.
So you got a $1 trillion stimulus thing, and everybody gets $1,000. What the fuck is that? They said it's $1 trillion stimulus, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it was $1 billion stimulus, you could send everybody in America.
But they're giving all businesses you can apply for BA.gov. They're giving them away $10,000. You only have to pay it back.
With business?
I'm assuming, yeah. Yep.
Hmm. And shit, I might need to start watching the news.
No, I got the website for you to go to. I'm going to give it to you right now.
I might just start watching.
It's SBA.gov. Then you fill it out, put your business information in. They try to get you money within 3 days. You got to answer some questions.
I need to talk to him.
I'm about to
get
you now.
Hey, and just like that, I'll be in love with the white man that quick. You see,
yeah, all businesses, like you can get a loan. You can get a loan. Like it says, they give you a $20,000 loan, but you only have to pay back $10,000 of it. If you give $10,000, so you can get as much as you want, or just take the $10,000. I just sent it to you in your text message.
Let me tell you something funny. That's how you shut niggas up.
Right there, yeah. All of them that be preaching that I'm this and that, and I'm not about this and that. Hand them some money, because a lot of people that I've been on my show. They've been emailing me. If I take that money, would that make me a U.S. citizen? And am I going to be this? See, they're already contemplating taking the money. And I said, well, read the rules. Because in the rules, it says taxpayer. So, yeah, you're a U.S. citizen. You take that. You got to be a taxpayer to get the money. So,
they're
like, oh, man. See what I'm saying? They want to be a part of the information. But when it comes to them government handing out that bread, all of a sudden, they want to relax their standards.
That's right.
You know, I don't need that $1,200. I ain't even going to think about it. But I know people need it. I ain't going to tell people. Yeah. $1,200 ain't nothing.
Man,
it ain't nothing, bro.
Shit. Will you look at how much you spend a day?
Shit. I'm about to spend more than that today. It's the first of the month.
That's my point. I mean, you're going to spend that shit. I mean, cause, you know, yeah, money is relative to what's happening in your life.
For them people that have been sitting home collecting a check,
that's
a lot of money to them.
It's a lot of money.
You know, for me, that's like slapping me in the face. It's, you know, here, take this chump change. That's chump change to me. So
that shit won't even cover electricity.
Dude, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit relative to what's happening. Right. You know. I know millionaires. And they, you know, man, I done been at the people homes where to landscape their property is a couple of $1 million a year. That's stuff you don't even think about. A couple of $1 million a year just to keep the property looking good. You know.
Right.
I mean, I can't even think of that in my mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A couple of million a year, because when you look at all the, and like, because the brother was famous, I'm like, damn, why it cost so much? And he just took me through his property, and then you start seeing it. You start seeing the sprinklers, because it's just a lot of stuff you wouldn't think about if you ain't in that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so although he makes millions a year, you don't see how much he spent out a year. And see, making that amount of millions a year is so, you know, my lifestyle is so, it's simplified that it just, you know, and so, like, what happens is that you make more, you spend more, so it really, everybody really living on the same level. They just don't see it. It's just a more fancier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But both about the same as far as cash flow goes. Unless you one of them people that you keep your cash flow is the same, but your lifestyle never changed.
Right.
You know, you still riding around in non-luxury cars. You live in average neighborhood. You know. So you know what I'm saying, it's deep. So that check could be a big come up, but I tell you what though, you give some people some money, they should get shit quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You know they're gonna make they're not gonna do nothing good with it. A lot of them not gonna, you know, be smart about that money.
Mm-hmm.
But still, again, even 10 grand ain't a whole lot of money, you know.
Now when you look at it from
a business perspective, you know, no.
Yeah, month to month.
Mm-mm.
You know, and she like, man, you know. Everything got a price tag, and your freedom should never be for sale, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know something? That nobody was, I ain't heard nobody say nothing about this. You know, so much stuff that's going through Instagram and everything. Everybody talking about everybody fighting over toilet tissue and stuff like that. And the average person, shit.
If you go to the store early, you get some.
Yeah, you can get it now. But the point is, they fighting over toilet tissue and the average person take one shit a week. Why you need so much toilet tissue?
Right. And they don't even take your shit like that, but all of a sudden they need it. It's just stupid, man. It's dumb. It's stupid.
It don't make sense.
When I tell people you need to be doing 3 bowel movements a day, they look at me like I'm crazy. What?
That's right.
I ain't going to be able to work if I do that. Well, that's why
that's
you're
right.
Sick, because you full of shit. That's your problem. You got crap all up in you. You're not getting
that's
rid of
right.
your toxins. And your body not
now,
working right.
So now you got that thing, right? But they, you know, they, but see, nobody ain't saying it ain't no Clorox. No Lysol, no alcohol, no peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's the shit people needed. If this thing is what they say it is. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because it's a lot of information out, but it's so new. See, this is something that we ain't never been exposed to. I mean, everything that's happening, people are learning as they go. You see. That's why I'm so big on making sure that immune system, each individual, have their immune system strong. Because you don't know if the information that you're getting is accurate or not. You gotta be prepared either way. Yeah, so you know, because like it's like, you know, you sent me some real powerful information. And I'm like, damn, you know, I'm looking at this thing and it blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much information. And so it's like they send the receipts to show people.
That it's bull. And that's just one movie that I showed you. They've been talking about this coronavirus for a long time. Even on the Simpsons show, they've been talking about it.
And so, you got all these receipts mm-hmm. for it. And they're like, okay, fuck y'all. What y'all gonna do about it?
They letting you know. Listen, they're letting you know even in the reporting. But people don't read or listen all the way through. Okay, I'll give you a couple of examples. They said this NBC woman died, right,
mm-hmm.
from coronavirus.
Right.
Now, you're a biologist, so you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. They said she died from it, right? She just died.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on in the article, she was already out on medical leave for an unrelated issue. And she's been in and out of the hospital taking chemo for cancer.
That's right.
So wait a minute. First of all, how do you know she died from coronavirus? You didn't do an autopsy. You know it takes a long time to do an autopsy.
That's right.
And with the amount of bodies that they say stacking up, they're not doing autopsy. So you're just looking at them and saying they died from coronavirus.
That's right.
By sight. You're just assuming that they... So all of the deaths is pretty much an assumption of, that they died from coronavirus. So there
That's
was another
right.
one. They found a woman dead in the house. 4-year-old child left alone for about 12 hours. You know, did a wellness check on her. She went in there. She dead. She died from coronavirus. Then at the end of the article,
right.
we're waiting for the autopsy results to get back. Wait a minute. How do you know what
That's
she died
right.
from? You just saying
exactly.
she died from coronavirus, and you didn't even know the official cause of death.
That's right.
You're not,
That's crazy, ain't it?
Right. They don't say what you died from until, they don't give you the official cause of death until they do the autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you're not going to know they died from coronavirus unless you do an autopsy. So that means everybody dying in the hospital, no matter what it is, they're just coding it as coronavirus.
That's right.
So you know the numbers is all messed up. There was one nurse, she said some people died from pneumonia. And they changed, and then she came back, the death certificate was changed to coronavirus.
Wait. Yeah.
Flu-related pneumonia. So they're making it. They're making the numbers what they are. And they're making the numbers that way. For one reason, they're making it that way because the longer that we can stay under a disaster, they're giving away free money
mm-hmm.
to these big businesses.
And see, the thing is, like, I just want to add on to what you're saying. You saying that, you know, these people already were sick with weak immune systems and had health problems prior to this. You know,
right.
man, like, I love, like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to Scarface. I like Scarface. The rapper
mm-hmm.
Scarface. You know, then Scarface get on there. I thought I was going to die. But I'm like, man, Scarface been dealing with kidney issues for years and all these other health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then he on TV talking about that. They're like, man, come on, man. Now, you've been sick all these years. And, you know, that's going to put fear in people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. See, and they're being
like
irresponsible when they report it. You're saying they only died from coronavirus. No, they died from coronavirus contributed to the death along with all that other stuff.
Right.
You can't just say coronavirus, especially when it showed up to the party late. When other things taken having a party in their body the whole time, you know? So that's
and
how they're handling this.
Yeah, you know, it's like...
And let me tell you, so and our so-called conscious people, they're the ones walking around with the masks.
I've been seeing them
They're the one with the mask on and the gloves on. I had one sister, you know, she's so much into the information, she wearing gloves. I said, you wearing gloves? Not regularly,
right.
like the latex, the gloves. She wearing like regular gloves, like when it's cold. Yeah, I just want to make sure. I said, you believe in them people, don't you? And I said, you know, it's your belief in it that makes it happen. It's your belief
mm-hmm.
system. I said, you once you get in line with that energy, it's going to come right into your house. Watch.
And that's going to make you sick.
Right.
Now,
it's a placebo effect.
I want to say this. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of customers that someone was coming in with the gloves on and the mask on. I'm not talking
like
about y'all. Now, for real now, because, you know what I'm saying? You know, because some people are sensitive. And I'm not talking about y'all because, you know what I'm saying, because some of them came up to me. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I keep wearing gloves. And then it was like, you know.
I mean, I guess you.
They got some pre-existing issues going on. And
right, so they're worried. Right. See, I'm not knocking the gloves and the mask. I'm not knocking that.
Yeah.
What I'm knocking is you preaching one thing and you're doing another. That's what I'm knocking. Don't get on here, oh, the government's conspiracy this and this, and then as soon as the government tell you something, you following and listening to it, like you want to make this successful and wear a mask and wear some gloves. Go ahead. But don't sit down and build with me like you all, yeah, this is fake, and then see you wearing a mask.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then they're doing this shit during pollen season. Some people that have pollen issues. Now, this is for people that have pollen issues. All you do when you have issues with pollen, you go to your local farmer's market, get local honey, take a little teaspoon every day. That will eliminate them issues. The bee give you the antidote.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's all you gotta do. You know, and so, and you know, it's so many. But I've been seeing, man, it actually is like, wow.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just all preaching how fake in agreement, and then next you know I see you wearing gloves and a mask. I said, wait a minute. I thought you didn't believe in all that. Now you running around here. So that means you watching that news and soaking all that garbage up. See, the news always sensationalize what's going on. Yeah, there might be some truth to some of the stuff, but they're going to sensationalize it to give it because they want people to watch the news. It's a business.
That's
right. So anything that's a monetary gain, they're going to give you, they advertise it to you. They're going to market to you so you can stick with them, you know?
And so, like, if it's true that they chemtrail in the air, it ain't shit you can do anyway.
Nope.
It's in the vapor. It's in the...
But keep yourself cleaned out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about, the part of making this, you didn't breathe it in anyway. You know? And so it's only one way around it. Is your body has to fight against it itself. That's the only way you can do it. The strength has to come from within. You see? That's the only way. You know, can't no glove or that do anything. Them gloves have micro tears and everything. You know, if you can suck air through it, it can't stick it out of bacteria, because bacteria. This is really silly, man. You know, bacteria and viruses are microscopic.
Right. So that the mask that they're wearing is not going to stop it. It's too small. It'll get right through all of what they're wearing. Yeah, I mean, it'll give you some level of protection, but it's not, that thing. So my eyes is closed, so that's something can get in your eye. Boom. It's in your sinus cavity. So it ain't. With all of our everyday habits that we do, with our fingers in our mouth, hands in our face, pollen season, eyes itching, you're gonna get contact with gloves on anyway.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So you're going in the store picking up stuff from the grocery store, unless you take your gloves off, you know, you contaminate. If you could see what you're breathing in every day, you would try to hold your breath. If you saw actually
that
your lungs is taking in, you can see it. So the best thing you can do is wash your hands and practice hygiene like you're supposed to. Simple.
That's right.
Because people going to the bathroom all the time and ain't washing their hands in public. I see it all the time in the airport. These must go in there, take a piss, and walk right on out. Touch the door and everything. After touching their nuts. I mean, I'm talking number two, number one, no matter what. They don't care. You think they all of a sudden started washing their hands now? And that's the stuff that right there is what you make you sicker than any of that stuff they're talking about.
That's right.
Inhaling somebody's feces, fecal matter.
Yeah, Shit, I wash my hands before I even use the bathroom. Shit.
Yeah. So.
Because, I mean, I ain't going to be grabbing my thing without, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way, washing your hands before you use the bathroom. I was making a salad with some peppers, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to the bathroom, and then, you know, you get a little itchy, scratch. I spread the peppers right to my nuts. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, I learned my lesson from that moment right there. Wash before you use the bathroom, too. Wash before and after.
That's right.
The dust was on. The dust was on fire. I was like, yo, I never experienced anything before after that ever in my life. Well, you know, dude, it took about, you know, how you hot in your mouth. About 10 minutes is gone. No, it took about 30 minutes. Like, excruciating, agonizing, bent over, pain. Like someone had a torch blowing it on my nuts. Just like a torch. Well, yeah, it's 11:01, God. You gotta go.
Okay, that's good. So,
give you information now. Okay. Give you information now.
All right. Y'all need anything, call us at 803-661-8945. Solomon's Temple. You know, and we assist you the best we can. You know, I mean, it might be a little delay with your order to try to keep up with the demand, but we're gonna get it out to you as quick as we can. You see?
Right.
You know. All right.
Peace. All right, man. Peace.